Glory. Amen. Our worship team may go down. Hallelujah. I hope we understand just how tremendous our need for Him is today. Stand with me all over this house as we turn to the Word of the Lord. Turn with me to the book of St. John, the fourth chapter. Before we jump into the Word of the Lord, I would like to once again thank the Lord for our visitors that are here today. Brother Levi and Sister Jada are going to be baptized in the mighty name of Jesus Christ today. Amen. They're going to be buried with Him in weakness, but they're going to raise with Him in power. In the newness of life. Man, thank God for baptism in Jesus' name. Thank God for the newness of the Holy Ghost and what it brings. I want to turn your attention today to the book of St. John, the fourth chapter. I have something just burning in my heart today. We had a very busy week this week, and was struggling getting some things ready for today. And as I was studying last night, it seemed I was just hitting a block wall. And at 2 o'clock this morning, I had a dream. And in that dream, I was in a church service. And I was worshiping the Lord. And somehow I woke up in the dream, and in my bed, I was worshiping the Lord. And I had one of the most tremendous encounters with God that I have ever had in my life. Today, I'm just running. I'm just running over at His presence today. I couldn't do anything but just lay there and weep and cry at the presence of the Lord. We're so undeserving of His presence today. We're so undeserving of His presence today. I thank God for that encounter I had last night with Him. He touched me in a way I've never been touched. And I'm so honored today to worship with you in the house of God. I want to turn your attention to the book of St. John, the fourth chapter. The Lord give me this in the wee hours of the morning. As He began to minister into my spirit. And I want to share it with you today. The book of St. John, the fourth chapter, in the first verse. It's a very familiar passage of Scripture. You've heard it preached many times. But I don't believe you've heard it preached the way I'm going to preach it today. And I want to share with you what the Lord has placed upon my heart, St. John 4:1. Say amen when you get there. You don't have your Bibles, the words are on the screen behind me for your convenience. I encourage you to bring your Bible to the house of God. St. John 4:1 says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John." Though Jesus Himself baptized not, but His disciples. Verse 3 says, "He left Judea and He departed again into Galilee, and He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh He to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Verse 6, now Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour, it was about noontime. Jesus was wearied from his journey, and he sat up on Jacob's well. The Bible said, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. The Jewish people wouldn't even eat off of an eating utensil if a Samaritan had used it. That's how much they despised the Samaritans. But Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that thou sayest to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. He would have given unto thee living water. What I want to preach to you today is this: the woman, the well, and the wedding. The woman, the well, and the wedding. Lay your Bibles down in your seats today. Let's magnify the Lord all over this house. Come on, somebody help me make a joyful noise unto the Lord in this place. He's worthy. Lord, you're worthy of all of our praise. We thank you for inhabiting our praise, and we thank you for touching us, for shaping us, for molding us. Thank you, Lord, for raising us up, allowing us to see another day. It's only because of your mercy, and it's only because of your grace. Lord, we give you the praise today. Bless your word. Bless your word. Divide it, O God. Let it be to those what they need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for standing to honor the word of the Lord. The woman, the well, and the wedding. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture, which I'm sure you have read and heard many times. You grew up in Sunday school hearing this passage of Scripture. And several times in Scripture, we see that a man in the Word of God meets his bride at a well. This biblical narrative was established very early in the pages of the Bible, in the very first book of the Bible, in Genesis, the 24th chapter. The first time that we see a bride being found at a well, Abraham had sent a servant to a well to find a bride for his son Isaac. So his servant loads up his camels and he heads out for the well. When he gets there, he begins to pray and he asks God to show kindness to his master and send him a bride. And before he can even finish praying, before he can even finish what he was asking God for, out comes Rebecca. And here she comes, and up comes Rebecca, and he asks her for a drink. And she gives him a drink of water, and she not only gives him a drink of water, but then after she gives him a drink of water, she watered his camels. Which is exactly what he was praying and asking God for. He said, Lord, let it be that there be a woman that would come to this well. And when I ask her for a drink, that she would not only give me a drink, but that she would water my camels also. So the Lord gives him the exact sign. How many know that you can't ever go wrong offering a fleece to God? Let me tell you something. If you go to Him in faith, believing, God will give you what you ask for. He loves you so much to the point He'll give you what you don't need just because you ask for it. Amen. And here is the servant of Isaac and Abraham, and he's gone out seeking a wife for Isaac because at the request of Abraham. And Rebecca comes out, she gives him to drink, and she waters his camels. So he gives her some gifts that he had packed for along the way. And she takes off running and she goes home to her family. Her family comes out to meet the servant of Abraham. They welcome him into their home. They have a discussion, and he asks for Rebekah to be able to become the wife of Isaac. And her family gives permission for Rebekah to go and to marry Isaac. The Bible says that she left with Isaac's servant to become Isaac's wife. Isaac was out in the field one day when he noticed from afar off the camels were coming. And as Rebekah looked out and she saw and she beheld Isaac, she asked the servant of Abraham, she says, "Who is that man afar off that's looking towards us as we come?" And he says, "That is my master Isaac, whom you will become his wife." The Bible says that she climbed down off of her camel and she covered her face with a veil. And she went in to Isaac's mother's tent and they become husband and wife. Isaac, amen, took Rebekah to be his wife. The woman that his servant met at the well became his wife. Amen. Isaac and Rebekah's son Jacob also met his bride at a well. When Jacob met Rachel at a well, he showed her how strong he was by removing the stone that was blocking the well. How many remember that story? But he removed the stone that was at the well. And not only did he remove the stone that was blocking the well, but then he drew water out of the well for her. You men, listen to me today. You don't need to impress a woman by showing her how strong you are in the world. You need to impress a woman by showing her how strong you are at the well. Woo! Come on, somebody. The well's what matters. The well's what makes the difference. The well's what sustains us today. Amen. The well's what supplies us today. The well's what will keep you alive. The well is our salvation. Amen. So Rachel, just like Rebekah, she runs home and she tells her family about the man at the well that unblocked the well and gave her water and watered her flocks. And although Laban had tried to deceive Jacob, eventually Rachel would become his wife. The woman that he met at the well became his wife. The woman, the well, and the wedding. Then we see that Moses met Zipporah at a well. The third time in this biblical narrative we see that a man meets his bride at a well. So Moses meets Zipporah at a well, and he also showed her how strong he was at the well. As Moses approaches the well, and Zipporah and her seven sisters are at the well, there are some thuggish shepherds there that are harassing them, and they won't let them draw water out of the well. So Moses comes up, and he rescues Zipporah and all of her sisters, and he runs off all of these thugs and he draws the water from the well for them. Moses runs them off and he waters her flocks. And just like Rebekah and just like Rachel, Zipporah runs home to her family and tells her family about the man at the well. The third time we see in this biblical narrative, the woman at the well became the bride of the man at the well. Come on, I'm going somewhere if you just hang with me for just a moment here. And when she got home early, when Zipporah got home early, her father asked her, he said, "How did you get home so early? I thought I sent you out to water the flocks." And she begins to tell her father there was an Egyptian man at the well. And there were some thugs there at the well. There were some shepherds and they were harassing us. And they wouldn't let us draw water. But this Egyptian man, he comes up and he runs them off. And then he draws water for us. And he watered the flocks. And now I'm run home to tell you. And she goes home and she tells her family about the man that she met at the well. And he drew the water for us for the flock, she said. And her father said, "Well, where's he at? Go and get him." The rest is history. We know that Moses married Zipporah. The woman, the well, and the wedding. I want you men to listen to me today. And I hope that you get a hold of this. If you keep your wife, if you keep your family, if you keep your children from the well, you're no different than those thugs that was harassing Zipporah and her seven sisters. As the priest of your home, it's your job to lead your family to the well. As the priest of your home, it's your job to lead your family to wells of salvation today. Amen. You don't listen to me today. If you keep your wife and your family from the well, you're no different than those thugs that Moses ran off. If there's something obstructing the well, as the priest of the home, it's your job to remove it and get the water from the well today. The Word of God is filled with this biblical narrative. It was a part of their customs. And if you study Jewish history, you'll see that the well is where people gathered at. The well is where you went to look for a wife. And you don't go to the world to get a wife or a husband. You go to the well. Come on, I hope I'm getting through to somebody today. You can go to the world to get you a wife. Or you can go to the world to get you a husband. But it ain't going to work out too good for you. I come to tell somebody today, you need to go to the well to get you a wife. You need to go to the well to get you a husband, because the Bible tells us to not be unequally yoked. You need to go to the well today. Amen. And as this biblical narrative unfolds, and it's a part of the Jewish customs, we see that this is where the men went to get their wives. Amen. And can I tell you today that there's no greater commentary for the New Testament than the Old Testament. You can look at Strong's, you can look at all of these other concordances, but there's no greater commentary than the Old Testament when it comes to the New Testament. And we see as we read all of these stories of these men finding brides at wells in the Old Testament, it was all leading up to this passage of Scripture that we're reading in the book of St. John and the fourth chapter. Amen. There's no greater commentary, church, for the New Testament than the Old Testament. So Jesus is tired. He's on a journey. And he goes to Jacob's well and he sits down to rest. And the Bible says a Samaritan woman comes just like Rebecca did. Just like Rachel did. Just like Zipporah did. She came to the well to draw water. Amen. And just like Abraham's servant and just like Jacob and Moses, Jesus asked her for a drink of water. All right? Are you following me? So just like all of these biblical narratives that have unfolded, the story of Jesus and the woman at the well reminds us of all three previous encounters at the well. Amen. So just like Abraham's servant and Jacob and Moses, Jesus asked her for a drink of water. She responds to Jesus, "How is it that you, being a Jew, would ask of me something to drink? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." And at that moment, Jesus began to reveal himself unto her. He tells her, "If you knew who I was, you would be asking me for something to drink, and I would be giving you living water." The Samaritan woman, having not yet received the revelation of who Jesus was or who it was that she was talking to, she says to Jesus, "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well?" And Jesus said, "Absolutely I am. Absolutely I am greater than Jacob, because whosoever drinks of this well, he's going to thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give them, they're going to never thirst again. But out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water." You don't know who you're talking to today. I am the Christ. I am the life. I am the way. Woo! Amen. The woman, the well, and the wedding today. As Jesus began to reveal himself to this woman, and she began to understand who he really was. And he says, "I am greater than Jacob, because the water that I give you, you will never thirst again." Amen. Church, thank God for the well today. Thank God for the well today. And he goes on to tell her, he said, "You worship, ye know not what." He said, "But we the Jews, we know what we worship. You're just worshiping. You don't even know what you're worshiping. But we know exactly what we're worshiping today." Amen. And he said, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth at the well." Come on. Thank God for the well today. "For the Father seeketh such to worship him." God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus came to that well that day just like the rest of those men. He was looking for a bride. But he wasn't looking for a physical or a natural bride. He was looking for a spiritual bride. And that woman of Samaria came to that well that day. She encountered Jesus. And listen, when Jesus revealed himself to her, and she ran home just like the rest of those women did. And she didn't go back to her natural family. She went to her spiritual family. And she went back and she began to tell them, "Come see Jesus. Come see the man at the well. Come see the one who tells me everything about my life." Amen. He came that day to that well looking for a bride. But it wasn't a physical bride. It was a spiritual bride. Amen. Thank God for the well today. Jesus said, "The hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." Amen. And he came to the well that day. Amen. And she came to the well that day. Amen. And she, listen, he found a bride at the well that day. Church, we are the bride of Christ. How many realize that we are the bride of Christ? And the only way you're ever going to become the bride of Christ is if you come to the well. You ain't going to find him anywhere else but at the well today. Come on, draw ye waters. Come on, with joy, you'll draw waters out of the well of salvation today. Hallelujah. Come and see Jesus. That's when she ran back home to Samaria. And she was telling everybody, "Come see Jesus. Come see Jesus. Come see the man at the well." Amen. Come and become the bride of Christ. He's waiting for you at the well. Come to the waters of salvation. You know what's amazing is I was laying there at 2 o'clock this morning thinking on this topic. I thought about all the many times that I read this passage of Scripture. This is possibly one of the most decorated passages of Scripture, one of the most read passages of Scripture throughout all the Word of God. And so many times I've heard preachers preach, so many times I've heard people say things and refer to this woman at the well. And we are so quick to judge the Samaritan woman at the well. But if you really stop and think about Jewish customs, it'll give you a different opinion of the woman that was at the well. You see, as they were talking, as Jesus met her that day at the well, and they were talking, Jesus began to reveal to her. He told her to call. She said, "Give me this living water that you're talking about." And Jesus said, "Okay, well, call for your husband and tell him to come, and we'll talk about it." And she says, "Well, I don't got a husband." And he says, "I know you don't got a husband. You've had five husbands. And the one that you have right now, he's not your husband." Let me tell you something today, folks. There ain't nothing about you the Lord don't know. There's nothing about you. There's nothing you go through. There's nothing you encounter that the Lord don't know exactly what's going on in your life. But we here in the West, we modern readers, as we read the Word of God, we don't consider Jewish customs. So when we read the Bible, we read the Word of God, we think with a Western or a modern mindset. Now when we read how Jesus tells the woman at the well, and he says, "I know you don't got a husband, you've had five, and the one you got right now, he's not your own." We think of this woman as being some kind of loose woman with a sinful past. Come on, raise your hand if that's the way you've ever thought of the woman at the well. You think of her, because she had five husbands, as some kind of loose woman with a sinful past. But let me tell you something about Jewish custom. It was nearly impossible for a woman to survive without a man. And it was not up to the woman to decide whether she was going to divorce the man. The only way that a woman could be put away was if the man put her away. So this woman that we see as loose, this woman that we see having a sinful past, was actually someone who had been discarded. She was actually someone who had been disappointed. She was actually someone who had been let down time after time after time. Let me tell you something today. You can't get low enough that God does not want you to become His bride. You can't get discarded enough that God don't want you to be His bride. You can't get discouraged enough that God does not want you to be His bride. I don't care how many times men have tossed you to the side. Men have told you you wouldn't amount to nothing. Men have told you you'll never make it. Let me tell you something. This woman had been put away five times. And Jewish custom tells us that she didn't have a choice in the matter any of those five times. She was crapped on. She was let down. She was disappointed. She was discouraged, but thank God one day she met a man at a well who cared for her and loved her and filled her up instead of tearing her down. Woo! Thank God for the well. We need to meet the master at the well today with joy. Draw waters out of the well of salvation. Woo! The woman, the well, and the wedding. The only way you're ever going to become the bride of Christ is if you meet Him at the well. You ain't going to serve Him and not worship Him. You ain't going to be His bride and not serve Him and praise Him. You got to come to the well. Amen. And let me tell you something. That's where we need to be looking for our wives at. That's where we need to become the bride of Christ at, is at the well. The woman, the well, and the wedding. All of these encounters at these wells, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Rachel, Moses and Zipporah, it all led to this moment in Samaria where Jesus met this woman at the well. And here we are, this woman that had been discarded, this woman that had been tossed aside time after time, this woman that had been made to feel that she was nothing. All of a sudden, she has an encounter with God Almighty at the well. She has an encounter with Jesus at the well. It wasn't that she was loose. It wasn't that she had a sinful past. It was that she was discarded. But God found something in her that was worth saving. Come on. You can't get discarded enough that He doesn't want you. The woman, the wedding, and the well. She was discarded. She was abandoned. She was disappointed time and time again. Thank God she met a man at a well that would love her, that would care for her, that would never let her down. Let me tell you something. He's a friend that'll stick closer than any brother. Come on, he'll go with you all the way to the end. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never let you down. When men let you down, the Lord will never let you down. When people let you down, the Lord will never let you down. Church, if you're going to be the bride of Christ, you're going to have to meet Jesus at the well. Isaiah spoke of a day when the anger of the Lord would be turned away. Isaiah, the 12th chapter, the prophet begins to foretell to us baptism in Jesus' name, which is what we're getting ready to do here in just a few moments. But he spoke of a day when the anger of the Lord would be turned away, a day when we would become the bride of Christ. This is what Isaiah said. He said, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation." He was foretelling the wonderful gift of baptism in Jesus' name. He went on to say, in that day, you're going to praise Him. In other words, when you get baptized in Jesus' name, when you get born again of the water and of the Spirit, it's going to make you want to praise Him. It's going to make you want to give Him glory. He went on to say, in that day, you're going to praise Him. In that day, you're going to call upon His name. In that day, you're going to declare His doings amongst the people. In that day, His name shall be exalted. His name shall be exalted. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He was foretelling us of the beautiful, beautiful gift of baptism in Jesus' name. Church, there is no other name given. There is no other baptism recorded. If you read the Word of God, you will see that the apostles never baptized in any other formula other than in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no other name given there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, at the name of Jesus Christ. My friends, if you're going to become the bride of Christ today, you're going to have to meet Him at the well that will never run dry. All of this biblical narrative, all of these stories, all led to this moment to show us that we are the bride of Christ and we got to meet Him at the well. As the musicians come quickly, amen, if someone can get Levi and Jada ready. In the book of Matthew, the 22nd chapter, Jesus spake a parable of a wedding. The Bible says in the midst of this parable that Jesus was telling, it says that the king came in to the wedding to greet the guests. And when the king came in, he noticed that there was a man there at the wedding that did not have on the wedding garment. Would you stand with me all over this house today? He noticed that there was a man there that did not have on the wedding garment. I want you to remember back as we was talking about Isaac and Rebecca. When she saw afar off Isaac looking for her coming, she got down off of her camel and she covered her face with a veil. Jesus spake of this parable and he said that when the king came in to the wedding, he noticed that there was a man that did not have on the wedding garment. Folks, let me tell you something. When he comes, you better make sure you got on the wedding garment. You better make sure that you're ready to meet him. He noticed there was a man that had not on the wedding garment. Then the king said to the servants, he said, bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. I'm talking to some people today that have a choice to make. Are you going to come to the well and become the bride of Christ? Or are you going to be like the one who had not on the wedding garment, who was bound, who was cast out into outer darkness where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth? Folks, there is a heaven to gain. There is a hell to shun. The Lord is coming back after a church without spot and without wrinkle. We need to make sure that we have on the wedding garment. I'm talking to you today about the woman, the well, and the wedding. If you have not been baptized into the body of Christ, if you have not become the bride of Christ, let me tell you something. We can make that happen for you today. If you haven't been baptized, if you haven't been buried with him in weakness and risen with him in power, if you haven't been baptized in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we can make that happen for you today. You can be born into the body of Christ. Today we're going to baptize Brother Levi, Sister Jada. Amen. Have Brother Levi come on up here, brother. This young man, he's been going through some things. And I've been talking with him. He's very sincere. And he's old enough to know right from wrong. And a while back he come to me and he said, Brother John, or Uncle, he calls me Uncle John. He said, Uncle John, I think I want to get baptized. And I said, well, I tell you what, buddy, me and you'll sit down and we'll talk about baptism, make sure that you understand exactly what you're doing. He said, okay. And me and him sat down and we talked about baptism. And I asked him, I said, why do you want to be baptized? He said, because I want a closer walk with the Lord and I'm ready for a new beginning. Let me tell you something. I talked to many adults that can't give me a response like that. But this young man said, I'm ready for a new beginning. I'm ready for a fresh start. I'm ready to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. I'm ready to become a bride of Jesus Christ today. The woman, the well, and the wedding. Folks, let me tell you something. We got to meet Jesus at the well. We got to become the bride of Christ today if we're ever going to make heaven our home. We got to be buried with him in baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're about to baptize this young brother in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm so excited for him. Amen. I'm excited. And you know, I told the adult Sunday school class this morning,